dirtbag. You're a lousy shot. I don't like lousy shots. You wasted a kid for nothing. Now I think it's time to waste you.
You're a disease, and I'm the cure.
Die!
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 15. The episode that you get if you add episode 10 and episode 5 together. My name is Fraser, and I'm joined tonight by Neil.
Hello.
Hello, Neil. We are not joined tonight by anyone else.
Let's see how it goes, eh?
Yeah, Dave is off sick, Sean's binned it, and there you go. The old faithful are here, so thank you very much for joining us, everyone. When I say everyone, however many are out there. So what's going on, Neil?
Don't know, really. It's been a quiet week gaming-wise, I suppose. I've got a few games on there, but I've played a lot of one game this week.
Yeah.
Or two games, really.
Any appliance news?
No, I don't think so. I was trying to think of something earlier, but I don't think there is anything.
No, I don't know. I feel like we're probably just a little bit thrown together this week. Obviously, with Dave sick, so we're man down, and Sean not coming in, so we may struggle. But we'll get something out.
Interesting things to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. I think when we get to the games we've been playing, we'll definitely have things to talk about. And I don't really have much on the intro and shout outs. I can't think. I mean, as an intro, what have I been up to? I feel like I've had a busy week. I've got some gaming in.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels like this week's just gone very quickly. Actually doing a great deal.
Yeah. One of the things I think I was going to talk about was probably movie stuff, really, is that somebody talked about this place called the Cinesphere. Which is, if you know Toronto, there's a place called Ontario Place, which is down by the lakeshore, and it's iconic for Toronto, right? It's this sort of typically built, if anything is close to it, it's like the Epcot Center at Disney, right? It's typically something that was built in the 70s, but looks like it was built with the future in mind.
Does it look like it's built in the 70s now?
Yeah, it probably does. And like it's listed as like, you know, it was one of those things that in the probably around about the 90s, everyone was just like, that looks like shit, we should tear it down. And then now everyone's just like, it's iconic, you can't tear it down. So it's listed, right? You know, so it's a place.
Is it like an old episode of Tomorrow's World where
something like that. Like, yeah.
They're going to predict all this really crazy stuff and none of it's happened.
Well, I mean, it's like, it was like, I can't really remember exactly, like it was built in the 70s. And I remember going there when I was a kid and I haven't been there and it was disused for a long time. And there's a water park on it and whatever. But they have like this dome, like you see at Epcot Center, you know, and
the big golf ball thing,
like a big golf ball type dome type thing. Yeah, geodesic, I think is whatever.
Very fancy.
Yeah, I know. But that's actually where they built. It had the first permanent IMAX theater, which was built in 1971.
What, the first in the world or the first in Canada?
Well, IMAX is Canadian.
Is it really?
Yeah,
they've done everything, the Canadians, haven't you?
It's all under the radar, mate. So the one there in the Cinesphere was the first permanent IMAX place, and then it shut down for a while, and it's reopened. And 2 years ago, it had a big refurb, and I didn't really know about it anyway. So I checked it out this week, and they've got films going on there all the time. But I guess I mean, I don't know for sure because I haven't been following it. I guess they put on some of the new stuff there when it comes out.
Yeah.
But right now, if you look at the listings for everything, it's all 80s movies. So I just booked tickets for Jaws for like in a couple of weeks' time. So,
no, that's pre-80s, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Jaws is like 78, 79?
I'm sure it's 70s.
But anyway, so I figure that's going to be awesome, right? On this huge screen with the booming sound system. I don't care how janky Jaws is now, you know, to people.
It's going to be pretty janky.
I don't care. I really, really can't wait. And I haven't watched it for a long time, so it's going to be fun.
I was just, there's a one moment in that film that I'll never forget, I don't think. When I watched it, because I was a bit young when I watched it. Yeah. That was the face through the hole in the boat. Underwater.
Oh yeah, forgot that just, about that.
I still can't forget that. I really jumped.
Well, I was telling my kids in the car, I was saying, like, I don't know about you, but I can remember like watching it when I was young and like just scared the bejesus out of me. And I can remember having nightmares that my house became flooded. And like, unless you were on the bed or the sofa, like Jaws was gonna get you, like you swimming around a carpet, something like that.
I don't go in the sea now, still.
So I'm looking forward to that. I wondered whether I should have booked extra tickets to take my kids, but I don't know. I didn't.
What is that rated,
Jules? I don't know.
It must have been a 15 at the time, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure.
Well, back then, we only had like PG 15, well, you obviously, PG 15 and 18 over here. There was none of this 12A, whatever we've got now. PG 13, they call it in America, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know.
So we never had that.
Yeah.
It was like, I remember a little while back, we had, we put Mrs. Doubtfire on the telly because it was a PG. And he's thinking, ah, that's all right. The kids will be fine. And he's like swearing and stuff. And like, so this was a PG.
Yeah. Parental guidance advised.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I know. So I'm keeping an eye on that place because they also have, they've got Apocalypse Now coming up, The Thing.
I'm not sure Apocalypse, the kids want to watch that one.
Apocalypse Now, I can give that a miss. Grace says she's coming to Jaws with me and said she's going to put a bag over her head. But I said, you're not that ugly. And I said,
I'm taking she doesn't listen to this.
No. The Thing I'd like to go see. Apocalypse Now, I can give that a miss. It's a bit heavy going.
It's a long film, isn't it?
It's a long-ass film, yeah.
Yeah, you'll only fall asleep. You're getting a bit old.
The Thing would be good to see, I think. They've got Gremlins.
Oh, my God. I bet that's really bad as well now.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, Last Crusade.
Raiders of the Lost Ark would be good. Definitely.
Yeah, so.
I watched that fairly recently, and I think that holds up pretty well.
Love Actually?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's
I didn't think that was it. I didn't gravitate to that one.
You need, like, Predator or something to come on.
Yeah,
classic Arnie Pat, like, old action movies.
Yeah, and so I'm carrying on with the movie thing. I don't know what rabbit hole I went down today, but I found a clip of, do you remember this Cobra with Stallone?
Oh, God. I don't think I actually watched that. I remember a video game coming out about it.
Yeah,
that's what I remember Spectrum. About that, and it was really shit.
And I think it
was a reflection on the film as well.
The film is awful, right? Like, no, it's one of those things, it's so awful that it's great, right?
Yeah.
And I watched a clip of it today on YouTube where he strolls in and, you know, he takes out this guy in the supermarket. The guy's got hostages in the supermarket and he gets on the loudspeaker. Hey, dirtbag, you know, I'm going to come and get you. You're the disease and I'm the cure. It's just great, right? And then the rabbit hole was completely open. I ended up watching all these Dirty Harry clips and things like that.
Oh, so, my God. Oh, man, another busy day out at work on a Friday.
Good old Friday. So I've got a hankering to watch all these films now.
I can't think of. Like I said, I watched Predator recently. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Pretty cheesy.
I haven't seen that for a long
time. Thinking of those films, like, there's no faff, right? It just goes, there's like no setup, no like hour long like bullshit at the beginning. It just goes in, and then it's like an hour and a half or whatever of stupid shit, and then it ends. It's just like,
exactly,
no filler.
There isn't. Another one, good one to watch is Commando. That just,
yeah, that was great.
That is great. Straight
the one liners, they don't do films like that anymore. I swear,
no, it's great.
healthy terrible portion of cheddar with it. Like, it's great.
Yeah, it was the commando had us laughing at work when we were talking about, hey, Scully, you know when I said I would kill you last? Yeah, 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 Matrix, yeah. I lied.
That's full of them, that film. That is full of lines, that film.
Oh, yeah, that's the best one. That's the McBain of them all, isn't it?
The McBain. Oh, Christ.
Yeah, so that's good. And I just, yeah, I don't know. Nothing else really to report.
Oh, I watched the rest of that Warrior show this week. Finished, because it was coming off of, it was finishing on Now TV.
Oh, okay.
So I plowed through like three or four episodes the last. That was really good. I said, what did I say about, We're Assassins? I started watching it as well, cheesy.
Yeah, you said it's got the guy from the Raid in it or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely not Raid-like in terms of like its brutality. Right. It's a bit cheesy and a bit. But yeah, the Warrior program, that was pretty brutal. That's got some good fighting in it and stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
so that was good. I enjoyed that. And it definitely looks like there'll be a second one season from the way it ended.
Did you say that was on Netflix?
That was over here. It's on Sky. It's been on Sky. So I don't know. If you have full of Sky, you might still be able to watch it on demand. I don't know. But it basically, I have Now TV, the sort of streaming version of Sky. And yeah, it's finished on there now. So.
We finished Stranger Things 2, season 2. I felt that was a bit of a chore getting through that one. But I heard season 3 is much better, so we'll get onto that soon.
Well, a lot of these Netflix ones, a lot of the complaints about that Daredevil and Iron Fist was this, they're too long.
Yeah.
It's rather like, if they'd got rid of two episodes and just cut down a load of the bullshit. Like I said about like the old action movies, it's just no filler. It's just stupid for like an hour and a half, and then it finishes.
Yeah, that was the best
new
thing.
Stuff is too much story to try and get you into the characters, and they don't know when he gives a shit. Yeah,
they want to have you for 12 episodes, right, or whatever it is. It's too much. That was the best thing about Chernobyl. Right, it was 5, and you're done.
Yeah, yeah,
it's just brilliant. Yeah, and then the last thing we finished as well this week, there was. I think it's called Blown Away on Netflix, which is like, yeah, it's a glass blowing competition where they start off with 10 people.
Sounds less exciting now.
It is remarkably compelling and we really enjoyed it. So, and
it's
we watched
like a bake-off style thing, is it?
Yeah, it's like a bake-off, but with glass blowers.
Yeah.
And actually, it was filmed just down the road from us here. That's just by the by. But my daughter enjoyed it, and so if you can find something that my daughter can watch, you know, and we can try and squeeze out some family time. I think all of us were watching the last couple of episodes yesterday, so it was good. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Like, I don't know, I like glass blowing. I don't know what. Not that I've ever tried
one of your
it.
Secret hobbies. Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll build a furnace and all that in my garage or whatever. But no, I find it interesting. Look, tell me that you have found someone just threw you a YouTube video of someone glass blowing like a dinosaur or something. You wouldn't be like, oh, that's pretty. It's, you know,
it'd be impressive.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. Can the people do that? Is that what the sort of stuff they're doing then?
Yeah, you should watch it.
They're not just making like glasses and like round things.
No, no, definitely not. And that's the thing, right? They're giving briefs and then they have to go up. Then they have 4 hours to go and put together something to match the brief.
Okay, now it's sounding actually quite like it could be quite cool.
It is, yeah. You're in, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good. It was good. Cool. All right, well, let's move on then to what we've been playing. Moving right ahead. Shall I start? I'll start with what I've got on there. Actually, you know what? I'll start with Resident Evil 4, because that is the game that will not go away right now. So I finished it.
Are you working back in time through the Resident Evils now?
Well,
like in chronological reverse
order. Because the last Resident I've played, I went 7, 5, 2, or did I go 7, 2, 5, and 4? So absolutely not. but I finished, I knuckled down and finished 4, and then it was a bit of a slog towards the end. It's not the easiest of games. I mean, it's, you know, doable. But
does it have like an easy mode?
I don't think it does.
I can't really remember playing four.
Apparently, though, I was watching some walkthrough. I think it was yesterday or the day before. I was watching some guy, Games Done Quick, and he was doing a speed run of Resident Evil 4 on Professional. Right, where... And he was saying...
That doesn't sound very speedy. I don't know.
It's just, well, when you see him suddenly running through it, you're like, why couldn't I just go through normal that quick, right? Like, he's not... he didn't do many glitches or anything like that. He was just, you know, avoiding people and just running through it. But he was saying that on normal level, if you are struggling, the game works out that you are not doing as well as you should. It scales back the difficulty in the background without you knowing it.
Is this on all versions of this game?
I'm not sure, but I would maybe imagine so, which I thought was pretty neat. So, but he said in professional mode, it's like hands off. Everything is tough.
Yeah.
So anyway, I finished Resident Evil 4 and I was pleased with that. And then suddenly
realized you've done that before.
Yeah, I finished it loads of times, right? The thing, what's happened is I played it on the GameCube and did everything you needed to do. And then I got it on PlayStation 2 and did everything you needed to do. And now I've got it back on the Xbox. And now I need to do everything again, right? So
yeah, we're not going to go back and clean.
Well, I started a new game again. But the new game, you carry all your weapons over.
Yeah. Oh, well, like your 5 bullets that you've got left from the first playthrough.
So I'm absolutely just like... totally tooled up, so I'm racing through it again, and now I'm also racing through it to get a million pesetas so that I can get the I was going to get the infinite rocket launcher, which you can buy once you've completed the game, and then I was like, I don't know, maybe that's going to be a little bit too boring, because I've had infinite rocket launchers before and actually they get a bit boring after a little while.
Well, this is destroy everything instantly.
But you can also get a weapon called the Chicago typewriter, which is, as you can imagine, a Tommy gun. And that wrecks everything, but it's a little bit more fun than the rocket launcher. But I found out you can't get that until you finish what I thought was Assignment Ada. No, so there's extras in there. So Assignment Ada is a whole nother game. Not as long, right? Very short, but it's a whole nother game. Took me about 2 or 3 hours to finish it. And then I finished that, which was pretty difficult, that, only to find out that I played the wrong extra game. And then it's actually, it's Separate Ways is the other one. So that's another one. So I'm just playing through that at the moment. And that seems to be super, pretty hard too. So I'm deep into that, man.
Mate, I don't know how you can keep back and play these games anymore.
I don't know.
I say that and then...
You say that, like it's
and
like...
Then when I start talking about my games.
Like Pilch texted me the other day and said he binned Resident Evil 4 after like 5 minutes, just couldn't be doing with the jankiness of it.
Yeah.
And I get that, but I just know, once you know the mechanic, I just think the game offers so much. It's just, I just love it. I just think it's fun, right? So
I can't go and play these old games, I don't think. I didn't talk about it last week, but on the Game Pass, Ninja Gaiden, the original, which was on the original Xbox.
Yeah, Black.
It was playable, yeah. Is it Black? It's the very first one, isn't it, I think? Well, they re-released it
as Ninja Gaiden Black, and I think that's what they had on Game Pass, and I got that. I couldn't be...
Because that's really supposed to be like a sort of super hard, real good game, isn't it? But I played, I don't know, for a little while, and I was just a bit like, I don't really want to play this. It's old and it's just not as good as what we've got now.
Yeah. Well, we've had that. Yeah. I mean, we've had that discussion and you know, probably a big hypocrite, you know, from what we've said before, but I can't, you know, I can only tell you I'm enjoying it. Right. So
That's been a bit like jazzed up, I assume, from the original version.
What's really interesting actually is you play it and it's that typical HD-ified thing, right? You know, it's still, the character models look great. Some stuff you go is just still a little bit janky. But
it's like when you play a sort of old PC game on a new equipment and just ram everything full on, and it still looks a bit old and shit.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you go and play this what's interesting is I started playing this side game, Assignment Ada. And then for whatever reason, like that's all jazzed up as well, but all the it's the way that game works is what she's doing ties in with what you did in the main story, right? So
Who's Ada?
Ada is just this woman who keeps jumping back and forth during the game when you're playing it, right? But what happens
is... Who do you play as the first time?
Leon.
Leon, yeah.
Leon! And right, so say Leon goes to get... You go to do a puzzle and there's like a green cat's eye in there. Well, in Assignment Ada, you go to the same puzzle, but there's something else in there and you have to replace it with a green cat's eye. That's how they tie everything in, right? So it's just... Whatever. It's clever, but whatever. Yeah. But what's interesting is in that one, the characters, I mean, it uses the same assets from the game. But what's funny is when it has cutscenes, it shows you the really dodgy old PS2 level graphics. So it just doesn't work. It's interesting, but anyway, I just thought it was interesting. So anyway, lots of that. I don't know how much more I can take, but I'm still going. Once I get that Chicago typewriter and I'm just laying waste to everything, then I'll be done with it, I'm pretty sure. So,
where do you find the time?
I've been staying up a little bit later the last couple of days, like putting in 2 or 3 hours after everyone's gone to bed, a couple of hours or something.
I guess that's when my time equivalent of that is. When we're playing or not.
Yeah, see, most of the time when I'm interacting with you guys, it's late at night for
you. Yeah, it's already late for us.
So anyway, that's Resident Evil. Still love it. Go on, we'll jump to one of yours.
All right, well, like I was saying, I keep playing Destiny 2. I was playing it earlier today because I've got all this new stuff, and it's only... Is it Tuesday? Tuesday, I think, is the launch of all the new stuff. 2nd of October?
What is that? Okay.
1st of October.
So are you gearing yourself up for this summer?
No, because everything I've got at the minute is all going to be pushed up to level 750 on whenever it resets on Tuesday.
Okay.
Because any new player that comes in is automatically going to be starting. Everyone's going to be at 750 on Tuesday.
Okay.
6 p.m. over here. It's at 10 a.m. Pacific, usually, or something. So everyone will immediately be in the same level. So if you've got the free version, which is coming out next week, or the full lot, you'll all start at 750.
Right. So. Okay, but I still don't quite understand why you're playing it right now.
Why am I playing it? Because there's things that I haven't done before that I have access to now that I've had for the last... 10 days or whatever.
Oh, okay. So there was the new access to new stuff that you didn't have that came out. And okay. And then there's the new stuff coming, right?
And then there's new stuff, proper brand new stuff coming out next week.
Okay.
So, but it's all the stuff I've been doing is quite like, it's a grindy game, isn't it? That's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
You do this, it's all quest based at the minute. Like, I've just did one earlier. So I've got the last word earlier, which is a big six shooter revolver type thing, so it's more than six. But you know what they do with the cowboys, they slam their hand down on the hammer.
Yep. Yeah.
To fire. That's the sort of thing with that. So it fires really quick. Hit fire it, don't aim it, all that sort of stuff. But I ain't used it yet. But a big gun, sorry, from Destiny 1.
Okay.
But obviously, if I'd have paid out the money for the annual pass, I would have been doing this like 6 months ago, but I never did because I'm a tight ass.
I'm surprised you didn't have that.
Well, this time around for Shadowkeep, the new stuff, I had a voucher code come through from Green Man Gaming. It was like 15% off, includes Destiny 2. I was like, it's 30 quid for the basic expansion or 50 quid for the full year of content. I was like, fuck it, I'm just to buy it this time. So I paid 40, whatever, £42.50 or something for next year's content.
Yeah, you sort of know you're going to get your money's
worth. I don't know how many hours. Of course, Destiny 1 and 2, I must be up to like 2,500 hours or something stupid.
Right.
So I'm getting, it's decent value for money, I think. If you play it, obviously.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm enjoying it. I'd like to play with some other people. It'd be nice if anyone else actually joined in. But the thing is, it's a bit weird. When I have played with other people in the past, I'm so used to just sitting there not talking to anyone that I don't normally talk.
Yeah, right.
But I have been playing it with my son this last week, which has been quite fun. The two of us.
How's he doing?
Yeah, he's like Fortnite boy, isn't he? So it's what I was kind of thinking about this the other day. Like
cross platform.
We've both got it on PC.
Oh, okay.
But we both use a controller, so because he's just uses a controller. But I'm watching them play like that Fortnite on a controller, and like their fingers are moving all over the place, and it's just mental. But what does it mean for like the future of games? Like all the kids play are multiplayer competitive games. Like I've just got FIFA today, so that's like still all he's interested in. Like I would, if I had a game like FIFA, I'd want to play through a bit of single player, get used to it, blah, 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 blah. But him, he's straight in there, online, playing online, and he's moaning because his kid's destroyed because people have had it a week and they've got really good teams, and he's got all like the shit players because he's doing the ultimate team thing, which is where, you know, you build up your player and they're basically trying to get people to buy loads of money.
Spend loads of money on the packs, that must be pretty. That, it's pay to win, isn't it?
Well, no, no, it's no guarantee of winning by paying.
Even worse.
Exactly. There's people who spend thousands of pounds a year on FIFA.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they want the Messi or the Ronaldo, and they keep buying the packs until they get them. And some extremely lucky person may have picked them up in the first few days. But loads of people will just never get them out of a pack.
Mm.
And it's just very, very wrong.
Yeah, right.
So, like, I've read a few reviews and they were saying it's a bit tone deaf in the current climate of loot box talk and potential government action and stuff all over the world, that they're basically going all in again on the ultimate team and, you know, getting people to spend loads of money on it. So
I heard somebody say today that there was a problem with the game and that EA removed all discussions on their message boards about it before the release. Yeah, to keep it quiet. So I don't know. I mean, like,
that's
what it's all about, right? I mean, it's just they're there to make money and they're going to do it and they're going to keep skirting around, getting away with
it. The thing is, like, I don't know, FIFA, but it's just like a money making machine for them. It's probably bankrolling there, and same with that and Madden have probably been bankrolling EA for the last God knows how long, and making up for anything that doesn't do very well.
I don't even think Madden's that big anymore, is it?
I think it's huge in America, isn't it? FIFA's huge, or like as a global thing, it must be their number one. But
I mean, I'm not saying like Madden obviously shifts numbers, but I don't think it shifts the numbers that it used to. I mean, some of my I'm just speaking from.
I don't think it's really got any competition there, has it?
I think it has with NBA.
Yeah, but that's a different sport. If you're into a US football, then there's only Madden.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, in terms of sports games up there, I think basketball, NBA 2K, and...
Yeah, I guess. But that's the same thing. That's got all that horrible fake currency. And
it's never been my jam anyway, so...
No, I can't play. I'm rubbish at all.
No, my kids right now are... in particular, actually, my daughter, she got a little bit of the taste for the Robux. You know, Dad, can we get some more Robux? Happened to that question.
What do you use them for? Because like my boys played Roblox for ages, and we've never spent a penny on that game.
Yeah. Here's the thing: I'm not quite sure, which is probably not that good an answer. I think she bought some. I think she bought some outfits and things like that. And then, but I think there was like some games that she had to pay for to get into or something. So I don't know. She asked a few times and it started to become a little bit too frequent. And she asked, I think, a couple of days ago. And I was just like, no, like it's time to shut that down.
Just to show me what you're using this for.
Yeah, that will probably be the next conversation. Like if she asks, I think let's see this and we'll follow it up next week. If she asks me again this weekend. And my kids are very good. Like I shut her down and said no.
Yeah.
My kids don't they don't pester me, right? They may ask why or whatever, but they're not like brats. So we'll see if she asks again this weekend. And really what I would do then is get her to justify it, right? So yeah. That's how, you know, what do you need it for? Why is it important?
You know? Yeah, see, so as much as I don't like all that FIFA points, I did get a little bit sucked into that a few years ago when I did play a bit of Ultimate Team. But I never spent major money on it, but I did put like a tenner in or whatever. Yeah. I was a bit like, I ended up with nothing. And after £10 of and getting nothing, I was like, well, I'm not doing that again because I just got fuck all anyway. So, but I know, if, like I say, people will just get... Because obviously you buy the... There's the 90 quid version of the game or something for FIFA. And that comes with all loads of extra points. So you can... But people would have probably blown them all already.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, maybe. My boy, to be honest, he doesn't spend any money. He doesn't spend any money on... He's, the only thing he's ever like paid out extra money on is that Fortnite for V-Bucks.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really bother that anymore.
Yeah, and like Stan, my kid, was like the same with that. You know, he asked a couple of times, and when it came to the third time, I was like, dude, you can't keep plowing money into this. Okay? Mm. Don't look what I'm doing over here.
It's free for a reason.
You know, I don't mind you putting a bid in and you play the game. You know, it's free game. You play it a lot. I'm okay with that. If you want to like spend 10 or 15 bucks of your money and have a parachute that's two cobra snakes for whatever reason. Yeah. I'm not, you know, I'm running around PUBG with a lion's head right now. So I'm the last one to talk. But, you know, when it becomes like the third time of asking and you're like, dude, now we're pushing like you want to spend 40 bucks a month, that ain't happening.
No. Yeah. So. That's like a whole, well. If you go to the right place, there's a brand new game every month, isn't it? Exactly. Well, not for you, probably. Yeah. That's like an indie game over there, is it? $40.
Yeah. It's like a mortgage payment. Destiny 2, anything else on Destiny?
No, I'm just kind of... There's a whole load of new changes coming next week, so I'm intrigued. It looks a bit more complicated. Not complicated. So I'm just assuming it's going to be a lot more grinding because there's a lot more ways. You know, there's going to be new materials you're going to need to do stuff with your armor and stuff like that, and the whole way the armor upgrades are all changing. And I've not really watched too many videos or anything like that, so it's all going to be new next week. So it's going to be like having a sort of a whole new part of the game. So I'm looking forward to that.
Will you talk to us when you're on Destiny? Will you come in Discord anyway?
Oh, yeah, I should think so.
I like that when we have cross games. People all playing to completely different games, but still in the Discord together.
Yeah.
Okay. I turned on Bloodstained. I downloaded it. I haven't played it though much. I'll tell you what I did. I started Bloodstained. I played it for probably 20 minutes.
Yeah. I think I've done a similar amount on that.
I really liked what I saw.
Yeah.
It's Castlevania Symphony of the Night, but like for now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like definitely looks like a game that came out now.
Yeah. So I'm by no means am I binning it. I want to play it. It's just it's not on my.
You got to finish Resident Evil.
Yeah, when I sit down on the Xbox, I want to play Resident Evil right now. So that's what I'm doing. I think I've binned off Creature in the Well.
Did you get anywhere in it? Was just not really played it last week.
I played quite a bit of it. Yeah. It's not drawing me back. I don't know.
I would have finished that game if it hadn't ballsed up, I reckon.
Yeah.
But after doing all that, I was a bit like, I don't want to do all that again. So
yeah,
that's it. Sorry.
I can see it's a nicely put together game. I just, it's not calling me. So whatever. Go on then. Next.
Right, last weekend it was Modern Warfare beta.
Yes.
So I played quite a bit of that last week.
I didn't know you had.
I was playing on PC, but it was the cross-platform beta last weekend. So, depending on your input method of choice, as in if you plugged in a controller or if you were using mouse and keyboard, you would queue up with people using the same control method. So I plugged in a controller on my PC. Because I've realised I'm not very good with mouse and keyboards generally.
Well,
because I've years and years of playing with a controller. Everyone goes on about this whole mouse and keyboard thing, and they've got such an advantage on the PC because they've got mouse and keyboard. I'm like, well, it's not really an advantage if you've not used mouse and keyboard. Well, my son can't do it.
Yeah.
But I played a lot of Call of Duty over the years on a controller on the Xbox. I'm using an Xbox controller on a PC. So I was having quite a good time with it. I was like, this is actually pretty good. It's kind of like, you know that thing where they remaster a game and you think, that doesn't look much different than I used to play. But it obviously does look a shitload better than it used to. But
yeah,
it's the way it feels. It's pretty good. Feels like when Modern Warfare came around and we used to, I don't know, that was like my Destiny at the time. Just played for the whole year.
I loved
it. Well, basically played until the map packs came out and then it got really shit and then I stopped playing it because it didn't have the map packs.
Modern Warfare, when that came out, blew my mind.
Mm.
I loved it so much.
Yeah, that was just me and a mate I worked with. We just used to play it. We'd be up till God knows what time playing it at night. And like not sleeping enough and then going into work feeling really shit the next day and all that sort of stuff for like months. But yeah, this feels like I say, if you're getting it on console, I think it's going to be good and people are going to want to play this. Because they've binned off the map packs now. I don't know how, there's going to be loads of cosmetics, I suppose. There is a super duper expensive version you can buy, but I don't really know what you get. You get Call of Duty points to spend on something, however. But the map packs are a thing of the past now because they realised it was a right bolt up. Plus, now obviously there's cross platform play. So I was in lobbies. It tells you, like, the little list at the beginning comes down. Like, me, there's a picture of my PC with a controller. Then there's like Xbox symbols, PlayStation symbols, all the way down the lobby.
Are they cross-playing with PlayStation as well?
Yeah, plus PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. As long as it's all done on the control input.
Yeah, I didn't know Sony had bought into that. I thought Sony were a closed shop on this stuff.
That's caused a bit of a stink this week with Call of Duty. It's in the news, so we'll talk about it in a bit. But, I thought it worked really, really well, considering it's just the beta. It's not out until... Is it a month till it comes out from last weekend? So it's just like playing old Call of Duty, but like better graphics, slightly more streamlined, I guess. With I like the way they've done the new perks. You level up your weapons like you used to. Remember all that?
Yeah.
You'd level up your weapons and you'd be having more attachments for your guns and all that sort of stuff. And then there's the their sort of character perks you can pick from different categories. For you can have like your run faster, unlimited sprint and all that sort of thing. No, make no noise when you sprint type perks and all that. It's all there still. Bloody nukes are back, aren't they? 25 kills, I'm assuming it is, like it used to be. But yeah, if you liked all that, I didn't play on mouse and keyboard because I'd never have just got wrecked. But, yeah, considering like it's crossing all these platforms, it works really well. So hopefully that bodes well for the full release when it comes out. I don't know. I'm not going to buy it, I don't think.
No.
Because I'll be playing, like I say, I've already bought Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to take up quite a lot of time, I should think, for a while.
It'd be interesting to see how they do with it.
But I enjoyed what I did play with it.
Good. I played Gears 5, and it's related to what you were saying. Mm. I actually started Gears 5 on mouse and keyboard, but I didn't stick with it. I went back to a controller, playing it on my PC.
Oh,
and I gotta say, it is the dog's bollocks, that game. It looks amazing.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now that's on my PC, so I got a nice PC.
Yeah. I think it'll probably look all right on your dud old Xbox like I've got.
Yeah. Part of me wanted to download it onto the Xbox and see, but I can't be bothered to download
it. It's pretty huge, isn't it?
It's 50, 60 gig or something. I can't be bothered with that. Just to check it out. But yeah, it's like it is more Gears. So far, I mean, I'm just on the first act.
Right.
It's
very Gearsy in the first act.
Yeah, but it's great. I really like it. I like the characters from what I've seen so far. I just was looking at it, just going, this looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the first bit where they go.
You're running at a better frame. Like, I suppose it's similar to playing on the Xbox One X, what you'll be getting, I would think.
Right. Could be, yeah.
You'll be getting, because on the original, lower versions of the Xbox, It'll only run at 30 frames per second.
Yeah. And actually, Gears 1, did they remaster that? They remastered
Gears, there was an ultimate version of Gears 1, weren't there? So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the original Gears hasn't aged that well, I don't think.
Mm.
Yeah, but maybe, I mean, like, anyway, having only ever played Gears on the consoles, play it now on my PC, just, yeah, it really impressed me. Really did.
Yeah, it is. It looks absolutely incredible on mine. Yeah. I've got to be honest.
So I'm going to continue on that, and that's quite a good game. So if I come down to my PC, because normally, like, you know, I'm only coming down to my PC for three things. Either I'm coming down to play some music, either I'm coming down to play PUBG, and now the third thing is either I'm coming down to, if no one's around, if I don't want to play music and no one's around to play PUBG, I'll play Gears. So,
All I do is play on my, I come down and play on my, everything on my PC.
Yeah.
Every time I go on my Xbox, I'm like, oh God, this is rank. It's just.
Oh no. See, I like going on my Xbox for the sofa experience. Like.
See? I don't know. I don't sit on the sofa anymore. I'm not fussed about having the big TV and all that stuff.
No.
I'm sat like 2 foot away, not even to that, from my monitor. It's basically like sitting 12 feet away from my 50-inch TV.
Every so often I like to sit on that sofa, put my feet up, dog next to me, and just sink into the couch. And that's it. And playing like that is... I like that every once in a while. So,
yeah.
All right. Yeah. What else you got?
You played a bit of this game, the phone game that came out this week.
Yes.
Bit disappointing.
Mario
Kart Tour. Been waiting for ages for it to come out. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks brilliant. Well, here's the thing. I was waiting for it. I was like, oh, that's coming out. That's pretty good. So I was sort of keeping an eye open. And then the day it got released, I downloaded it. And then it went. And it's all very flashy. And it looks Nintendo, slick as you like. And then it's that bloody control, right? You know, it's you got the choice of two control styles, either swipe left or right to drift, or swipe left and right to steer. You can't have a bit of both.
Yeah, what on earth is that? That was bizarre. I went for drift because it said recommended drift. So I went on that. I was like, I don't like this at all.
I went for drift and I couldn't control it. And
no, I was just like, this is impossible. It's like, it seems to take ages for actually to do the drift. And then it's just, you just don't. Can you connect a controller to this and maybe it makes it all right? I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, I binned it off.
Yeah.
So I uninstalled.
I've got a Switch at the end of the day. I can play Mario Kart.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a very good version. So.
Yeah, and I don't even play Mario Kart. I don't really enjoy playing Mario Kart anymore anyway. So,
I did read that it's like their most downloaded game or something that they've released on a mobile. But
yeah, but what's that mean? I mean, like
20 million or something stupid it was?
Well, I saw 10.5 million today, but I mean, the numbers, it's a moot point. I mean, whatever, we're in the millions. But what does that mean? Like loads of, that doesn't surprise me. Like it's free and you can download it to your phone. Everyone's got the phone in their pocket. They can press one button to download it. It's no big deal. So. I don't know.
I don't like to put too many games on my phone. A game like that is just going to, you can almost see your battery just disappearing on your on the top of your screen. It's like, that's going to kill the batteries on most phones, isn't it? It's all very bright and colourful. And...
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, whatever. I mean, my phone, I'm not a big phone gamer anyway, so.
But yeah, I did. That'll do, won't it? We're done with that?
Yes, that will do.
Right, so I bought a game, another game, which actually is out now. Let's complain now. Not like Destiny. And I've heard a lot of people talk about this game. It's a VR game. It's called Beat Saber.
Yes, Stew Special.
Well, mate, it's a very good game.
So the game you were playing before was Audio...
Audio Shield.
Right.
Which was, it was definitely out before Beat Saber. I don't know if.
Similar concept though, right?
It's a music-based rhythm. Rhythm game. Beat Saber is a music-based rhythm game. Audio Shield is just a music-based game. It's not really 100% rhythm-based. Where, obviously, like, when you play Beat Saber, like I've said before, it's a man-made, I'll say man-made, human-made levels. So the timing of the hits is definitely, you know, it fits with the beat and all that sort of thing. Whereas Audio Shield is like a computer-generated play map, which isn't always bang on the beats and stuff like that. So it's more of a, yeah, you're listening to music and you're moving around, but the trade-off is basically on the Audio Shield, you've got a pretty much unlimited supply of music because it's just whatever's on your hard drive. Beat Saber has obviously got to be created by somebody. So the actual music that comes with the game, I was pretty fed up with it after about an hour. It's like, right, time to download the mods then. And even that, there's not a great selection of music, I don't think. So that is the bit of a problem with the Beat Saber. As great as it is the choice of music is a bit like...
So what is it then? Why is somebody like Stu from the Veteran Gamers so gaga over it?
Right. Well, it's just... I don't know about... The actual music that comes with the game, I haven't played too much of it. There's one song which I'm not really a big fan of, exactly. Not really, like, it wouldn't pick it as one of my top 10 of all time or anything. But when I'm in play it in Beat Saber, I've got this biggest stupid grin on my face because it's just so cool. And it's Gangnam Style. And it's
okay. Right, okay.
Yeah, the way it's been made... Like the way what it gets you to do in like your VR, I was just like, oh my god, this is really clever, really stupid, but really clever. But some of the levels, Jesus Christ, I got fed up with like failing. Like on the expert levels, it's just like, Jesus Christ, this is proper mental. I can't even process what's going on. So I was just failing. So I just turned fail off. So I just like waving my arms around like a lunatic for about hour and three quarters the first day I played it.
Yeah, that's good.
And yeah, I was getting a bit more worn out, I think, playing the other game, Audio Shield. But this is much better game, inverted commas, than Audio Shield because it's just really well done.
Yeah.
And the mechanic is just perfect. I'm playing it on a tethered headset, obviously. I'm playing it on my Rift. But I can see already, like, the advantage of not having any wires. Because there was a thing this week, wasn't there? Oculus Kinect's been on this week. And they came on stage. Because they have got an update coming for the Quest, which is the wireless headset, which is going gangbusters. But they've got a 360 mode coming, so you'll need to turn from left and right and stuff to continue like the things. Whereas I'm just basically looking at like a TV screen almost,
right?
And not really turning, but just waving your arms around like a lunatic and going, "Oh, I've got my brother around. We had a quiz night down the local last night, and they came back after, and I was like, come on, you've got to play this. So we'd had a few drinks, and it was quite funny watching him play.
I saw a video today where some guy, he must have been playing Beat Saber, and it showed him waving his arms around or whatever, and then it just panned down to his dog. His dog's just sitting there giving him the eyeball. It's like, what the hell are you doing?
I got my daughter to come and watch me play Gangnam Style. I was like, do you want a game? She was like, no. Just went back upstairs.
So I got to just check out who's around me, but my kids have asked for VR for birthdays are coming up. So I got to start doing my research and see whether that's something that's viable.
Well, I haven't tried the Quest, but that seems like the one to go for at the minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But I would have to run that through my PC, right?
No. Quest is the one that's all standalone. You don't need a PC.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it runs on an Android processor, like a Snapdragon processor or whatever. But the actual games are very... There's some games that you can get on, like, on a PC and on the Quest, and the Quest version's not as technically good,
right?
In, like, the graphically. But the freedom that wire-free enables is worth a lot more, I think, than any sort of technical superiority you're going to get from having a cable run into your PC.
Yeah.
And plus, as they announced this week, kind of jumping into the news bit, in November, they were releasing a cable that you can use to plug the Quest into a PC and turn it into a Rift anyway. So,
okay. Right.
You'll get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. See, I've got a PC that supposedly is powerful enough to.
Yeah. Well, my PC upstairs, which I use for my VR, it's an old 3570K Intel processor. So it was an i5, and it was unlocked at the time. At the time it came out, it was like shit hot. The only one was up above it was like the i7. And it runs on a GTX 1070 card.
Right.
It's well powerful enough to play most VR games.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I would definitely. The thing is, I don't know how much this cable is going to cost because it's going to be an add-on, obviously. And they're going to talking about it being a fiber optic cable. They haven't actually announced the price, but I think that's just a no-brainer.
Mm.
If you're looking at VR, it's got to be the Quest.
It ain't cheap though, is it? Holy smokes!
Yeah, well, Rift S is £400, and that needs to be plugged into a shit-hot PC.
Yeah, Oculus Quest here, 128 gig, $700 plus tax.
Yeah, well, if you wanted to, there's a 64 gig version, which means you'll obviously just have to delete stuff, maybe to. But like Beat Saber is about 600 megabytes,
right?
I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works the music. Well, the thing is, like an MP3 is tiny, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Like with this, and the actual like resolution on a Quest is better than the Rift S, which is the hardwired. So it's not a lot in it, but it's slightly more pixels on the Quest than there are on the Rift S.
Right.
It basically just binned off the Rift S this last week. All this announcement was like, well, I kind of feel a bit stupid for buying a Rift S now because it's completely pointless. Because if I just should have just bought a Quest for basically the same money, and then I'd have all this. Well, obviously, the thing with there's a few unknowns at the minute. I would say, as a sort of things to look out for, is obviously my Rift is the old version of the Rift, but I can run Steam VR on my PC and play on my Rift as well as Oculus. I don't know when the Quest gets connected whether it's going to work on Steam at the moment. I don't know how soon you need to be doing, but there is a lot. Like, there's two platforms really, like, they're really putting out the content. That's Oculus and PlayStation in the VR sphere. Oculus have got a lot of exclusive stuff coming. And PlayStation have obviously got their exclusive stuff coming and is already out. So it's either them two.
Yeah.
PlayStation's more affordable if you've got a PS4, I guess.
Well, I don't have a PS4, so even if I want to go that route,
you have to buy one of them as well.
Yeah, I know. But then a PS4 would be something that I could get some value out of that too. So I don't know. Anyway.
I honestly think the Quest is the one to have at the minute.
Yeah, still a lot of coin. I don't know, man.
Well, that's what they are. If you want it. That's what.
Yep. Fair enough. Yep. It is. You're right.
Thing is, I know you're not a fan, but Amazon Prime Day, you never know.
We shall see.
Whatever it's called, Black Friday, there might be some deals around.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, look. Let's crack on to the news.
Insert jingle here.
Yeah. One day.
Okay, right. Well, following on from last week's news section, where we talked about what things were coming in the last week, those things have happened, obviously. So, was it Tuesday? Was the day we had all the stuff?
Yeah, you sent me a text saying all that was on and I forgot about it and missed it.
Yeah, so PlayStation had their state of play and the big tease was the Last of Us 2 news was coming. So we had Last of Us 2 trailer. I can't remember hardly anything about that game, to be honest, but the new one is out 21st of February next year. And I'm sure it's going to be extremely good.
Probably.
I say that. I'm sure it's going to be extremely good on a PS4 Pro. I'm a little bit concerned about what my PS4 base old original is going to run it like, considering there's a lot of games, it seems, coming out that don't run very well on the original hardware.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah, I won't be pre-ordering it, put it that way.
That's going to be, what, 7 years since the first long time.
Mm.
I'm sure it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Isn't she a lesbian in it or something as well? Is it some lesbian thing? People have been...
That was a whole DLC about all of that, wasn't there?
Was it? I don't know.
People
were saber-rattling about something this week. I don't really pay much attention. I know I don't
really. What does that matter anyway?
It doesn't. That's the whole point, doesn't it? I shouldn't even be giving them air
time. Don't even give them air time. Yeah. It's a good, just like, they've all been good. All their games have been good, haven't they? Yeah. Even their old shit ones that were before, like Uncharted.
Yeah, I mean, I loved Last of Us. I think I put it up there with like Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
Those two are some of their best games. The other Uncharted's I'm not massive fans of, but yeah, I'm sure it'll be good.
Did you play 4?
I played 4 and did I play 4? Yeah, I must have played 4. That was the one where at the end he was on the island and stuff like that, wasn't it? Yeah. We retired.
Played another game within the game. In 4.
Yeah, what Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah. Oh, spoiler.
What, for who? Yeah, I guess it is. But anyway, that game overstayed its welcome. It was too long.
It was still good. I think a lot of games, I find, story-based games, they're too long. Some people think, well, if it's not like 60 hours long, then it's not worth 60 quid or whatever. I'm like, yeah, if it's 60 hours long, it's far too fucking long. That's like a whole... How long was Breaking Bad? It was one of the greatest TV shows ever, but... That was quite a lot of TV.
Yeah.
And you just have to watch that.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I just think it was a lot repetitive. I think that's my problem with Uncharted 4 was, you know, I just found it very repetitive in the gameplay. Like, just way too much.
Well, they're all like that, aren't they? They're all the same thing.
Well, yeah, maybe basically. That's the problem. Like, when you get to, you know, whatever. I don't know. Like, I enjoyed 2. There you go.
I'm not sure I actually played 2. I played the one on the Vita, and 3 and 4.
Two is the best, man.
Which one was 2?
Don't ask me questions like that.
Well, anyway, they've all been good games. They make a quality game. Naughty Dog, so. Looks like it could be a good as well, obviously. Yeah, but we'll see.
They're not going to release it if it's not good.
Well, yeah, well. Like I say, my main worry is my shitty old PS4. So there were some other bits. So did you watch it at all? We'll look at anything else.
No.
His name? Katamari Damacy guy's got a new game. Just looks like a fucking weird Katamari game.
Yay.
Never played one.
We need more weird games.
What else was that on there? Well, the big takeaway was Last of Us 2 got a release date, I think. Later that night, we had the Xbox do their thing. How long is Larry Herb going to keep going? He's going to be about 70, still doing Xbox things? I don't know.
Maybe.
At some point, surely he's got to be a bit like, they need to get some young blood in there. I suppose they have got a bit in there, but anyway.
Yeah, but isn't he more like he's a community manager, isn't he?
Well, he's always on the TV stuff, on the video stuff, isn't he?
Yeah.
All of their TV type presentations is.
I mean, Phil Spencer's the main man, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's never on any of that stuff.
Oh, okay.
He does the E3 presentation.
He does the live stuff.
Does the interviews and whatever, but.
He goes to his extensive wardrobe of t-shirts and jackets.
Yeah. So there was some bits and bobs on there. I think, I suppose, the big thing from that is what I've put on here is the streaming service is going on into public beta next month. So there's two versions you can sign up for. One is the one that you can play anywhere on your phone or whatever, based in the cloud, as they like to say. And there's another version which uses your home console as like the streaming device. I'm sure you could do this already. You can stream from your Xbox to your PC already, I swear. That's been a thing for ages. So they're kind of extending that to mobile devices now.
I like the sound of this because if anyone can do it, I think Microsoft can.
Well, they've got a lot of stuff everywhere around the world to enable this. But they've been putting Xboxes on servers, basically, haven't they? I think is. But they've got a lot of infrastructure network-wise already.
Yeah. They could get it right.
So, yeah. I mean, Google can as well. They've got the infrastructure. It's just whether they can
convince people to buy in. Microsoft, they're not going to struggle to have people buy in if it works.
No. Nah. It depends. All of this stuff. They've not said anything about us paying any money for this yet. But if this is all just bundled into your Game Pass, people are going to be like all over it, aren't they?
Yes.
If you're already paying for all of that stuff anyway, you're like, well, I might as well give it a go. And you'll be able to use as long as you've got a newish controller, you can Bluetooth pair it to your phone and play it that way, or on a tablet or whatever.
Mm.
So you can sign up at whatever it is, xbox.com/gamestream or something it was.
Yeah, it says here, UK, US and Korea get to try it first.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd be able to sneak in on the US. You borrow loads of other stuff from them anyway.
Maybe.
But it looks, like I said, they say it's console quality games on your mobile phone. So 4 or 5 games. I can't remember what they are. Forza Horizon's one, I think.
First up on the program, Halo 5, Guardians, Gears 5, Killer Instinct, and Sea of Thieves.
Oh, okay.
See, Sea of Thieves would strike me as being something that would be great for that. Like, it's not totally heavy on the input. You're not going to be worried about input lag. Killer Instinct, I think that's ballsy.
Well, that's what they were saying. Like, it's pretty ballsy going for something like that, which is all about instant inputs.
Yeah. Interesting.
So we'll see how that goes.
Hmm.
I'm not going to bother, I don't think. I haven't got the... I've got a PlayStation Bluetooth controller, but I don't know if that will work on the xCloud, so I can't be asked. I can't really think of anything else they did up there. Thing.
Oh, well.
Anyway, moving on. Call of Duty Modern Warfare was on the PlayStation State of Play, I think. They did their campaign trailer on that, so that looks... It looks like an old school Call of Duty campaign. Controversial, no doubt. Looks like it could be good, though. And something that sort of came out afterwards, I don't think it was, wasn't shouted from the rooftops at the time, was that there's going to be a PlayStation 4 exclusive mode for a whole year. So obviously, like, the way these games work is generally after a year, there's another Call of Duty game comes out. So they've basically locked out the content of this game from all the other
platforms. So what they're saying is Spec Ops Survival is going to be exclusive to the PS4 for a year.
Yeah, so they've tried to make quite clear that Spec Ops as a whole is not locked out. It's just survival mode Spec Ops, which is like a horde mode type thing from what I understand.
Okay.
So, you know, as a result of that, they were getting a load of grief.
Okay. They're going to get grief for it. I get it. I don't really have an issue with it. I mean, I think it's just the natural, it's natural capitalism that exclusives and things and deals get done. And you just have to accept that fact. I mean, you just.
I think with this, it, like a lot of, we've had this whole conversation about Epic stuff. The thing with the, a lot of the Epic game stuff on PC is like, maybe some of those games wouldn't have got made without that money from Epic. Whereas I don't think you can say the same about Call of Duty not happening without money from PlayStation.
So what are you saying? That they're just being greedy?
Well, the thing is, like, there was a, like, for years and years, they had a partnership with Xbox, didn't they? And you'd always get the map packs a month before they came out everywhere else.
Right.
So, well, I never bought the map packs anyway, because I was like, no, I'm not doing that. That shit. And once the map packs came out, it was difficult. Well, it was not so bad on Call of Duty, because people did buy the fucking map packs. But if you had a Battlefield game, it was an absolute nightmare as soon as the map pack came out, and like the community was all just fractured all over the place, and you couldn't get a game and all that sort of shit. But it was only for a month. So like a whole year does seem a bit OTT. But I guess because of the whole no paying for map packs thing, they couldn't, and this whole cross-platform play, they couldn't shut out other platforms from all of that stuff. So they had to find something that they could give a PlayStation as an exclusive, I guess.
Yeah.
So as annoying as it might be, I don't think you need to be a massive dick about it, which apparently is obviously what's happened, because it seems like it doesn't matter what subject is involved, people are massive dicks.
Yes, you know that.
So, yeah, they've had to put out a sort of statement to say, please remember they were actually a team of human beings working on this game, not just a machine, blah, 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 because they're obviously getting major grief. So don't be a dick. Don't send them horrible messages. The people who were making the game probably had absolutely nothing to do with that anyway. So, anyway, we kind of mentioned this next one already, because this was the following day was the first day of the Oculus Kinect thing, which I didn't even realize. I'd heard about and then completely didn't even think about was happening. And so a load of stuff got announced there. And as I said to you when you were talking about what to buy, they've announced that you're going to be able to plug in a cable to your Quest to use it on your PC. So you'll be able to play all of your Rift games, because some of them don't work. You can't buy some games or for Quest that are already on the Rift.
Right. Oculus Link.
Yeah. And like I said, it's going to be a fiber optic cable. It's going to plug into a USB-C port, I think.
Says it's going to cost $80 US at launch. Does it?
Where did you see that? Is that what it said on that article that I put in there? I didn't actually read. $80, that sounds quite a lot, doesn't it, for a cable? I guess it's going to be, hopefully, does it say how long the cable is?
Hang on a sec. It says here, according to Eurogamer's Ian Higton, Facebook's offering is more specifically a USB-C, USB-C 6-meter cable that will cost $80 at launch, 65 quid. He says you can use your own cable if you want, but the weight may not be there, and lower-end USB-C A to USB-A cables may not be compatible.
Yeah, so a 6-meter cable is quite a long cable. That's more than I've got on my Rift.
Right.
I think my Rift cable is about 4 to 5 meters.
Yeah, it's 20 foot.
So that's a good size. That's going to give you quite a bit of freedom to play those extra demanding games that you can't play on the Quest. So I think that's probably, considering how much some HDMI cables are, that's probably not too expensive.
That's expensive.
It's expensive, but for what it's going to enable compared to buying the Rift
S. I agree with you.
Which literally you are hampered to your PC. You can't do anything but play on your PC.
Still, for me, that's going to be a $100 cable.
Mm.
Ouch. watch.
Well, it could be £100 by the time it actually comes out. You never know. But yeah, I think that is a very good thing to do. But at the same time, like I say, if you bought a Rift S, which is their newer version of what I've got, you might be thinking, what a fucking waste of money that was, because I could have just bought a Quest.
Yeah.
But hey-ho, that's the price of jumping in, isn't it? You don't know what's coming around the corner.
Yeah, and you know, and that's the big thing, right? Is I still feel we're at that point where do I just hang on and it's still out?
Well, maybe have a look at what they had to say over the last few days at Oculus, because Facebook are going a bit fucking mint, because Facebook own Oculus now, obviously. But they announced some other things. So, do you remember when Kinect came out of the Xbox One? They were saying how brilliant it was. It would know what your fingers were doing, but then nothing actually happened with that at all. So the Quest headset, which has got built-in cameras, is going to be able to map your hands and see what you're doing with your fingers, apparently.
Right.
As cool as it sounds,
they are going to look back on this. You just have to put yourself in the position of 20 years from now, you're going to look back at someone with the Oculus headset on, you just go, how were they wearing something so large and heavy on their heads? Because you can just see the technology once they sort it out and get it, you know, like you could just put a small pair of glasses on that has the cameras on or whatever like that to do. And then I'm not saying to do virtual reality. I'm just saying to do hand tracking stuff or whatever. Yeah. Like it's going to be magic in the future. It's
Minority Report.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you could kind of do that on Kinect.
Kinect, make no mistake, the Kinect stuff is awesome, right? When we were on holiday, we went to this science museum and they had a sand pit, and above the sand pit, it would project.
Yeah.
Depending on how you built up the sand, it would then like suddenly project the proper grid marks that illustrated it. It knew how high you'd stacked the sand in different spots, right? And the kids were just fascinated by it, right? And I knew it was a Kinect before I'd even looked up there, because like that it's excellent technology. It's just never really suited to gaming. I don't think that's the problem.
Well, we've had a lot of fun on the Kinect over the years, even on the one on the Xbox One. We used to play bowling, quite a lot of the fake bowling and stuff like that as a family. So we've always had a bit of fun with that.
Yeah, well, that's good. So,
yeah, it was kind of the latest one, as good as the biggest improvement it was over the first one. They just fucked everything up so big at the fucking beginning that it basically had to die. So otherwise, I think Xbox probably would have just gone. It was such a nightmare. So anyway, where was I? So anyway, as part of that whole thing, there's been this rumoured Respawn VR game for ages. And what are Respawn sort of famed for now, recently? What have they done? They came out of Titanfall 1, then obviously Titanfall 2, and we've had Apex Legends. They're kind of futuristic, aren't they?
Yes.
So the VR game that they've been working on is Medal of Honor, a World War II game. And it does look really fucking cool, I'll be honest. But you have this futuristic technology on your face and in your hands, and you're playing a World War II first-person shooter. Seems like an odd choice considering what else they've come out with since. But it does look pretty cool. So we finally got to find out.
Is it going to be any good?
I think it probably will be. I don't think it's going to make people buy VR, but I think it will be a good game.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of the games that you can get on VR are gun-based. And I've played Robo Recall. I got with my Rift, which is you stand in one spot and shoot robots, wave after wave of them. And anything that involves shooting feels really good in VR.
Okay.
Bow and arrow stuff is really fucking cool in VR.
Right.
But on the video that I watched, some like Nazi throws one of their stick grenades at him, and he just catches it out of the air and just lobs it straight back at him. And I was like, that sort of shit's going to be really fucking cool, and I don't think it's going to get old.
Yeah, right, fair enough. Yeah, actually throwing grenades would be pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. All that, the whole... Have you actually played any VR?
Yeah, I have a little bit, but not a lot. No, only for an hour or two, so...
Yeah. Well, there's just the whole just being in it instead of looking at it. There's a lot to be said about that.
Yeah.
That whole, the way it makes you feel. And even like I said, like playing that, those stupid, like I say, Beat Saber has got a similar thing where you have to move out of the way of objects. And when you're not looking necessarily where you need to, and then you look at the last second and this thing is literally flying into your fucking face, you are like diving out of the way as if it's going to really hit you. And that is just like, you can't replicate that in any other media, I don't think.
Yeah.
I'll
buy in at some point. I mean, there's like, there are things that I want. Like, I really want a helicopter simulator, one where I can feel like I'm in that cockpit looking around.
You need to look at DCS on PC.
I have DCS on Steam, but
there you go.
It was never any good without, it needs VR.
Yeah,
actually, there was a hack where you could build your own head tracking system for it, which would help you work with it. But you really need in that sort of thing to be able to look around at the consoles and see what's going on.
So. Well, I know that is one of the best VR games there is, apparently. If you're into that kind of stuff, then VR is amazing in that. Like, I've got Elite, and I've never played it in VR. And I know that as soon, if I did, I'd be like, holy shit, this is absolutely mental.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Why? Because now my PC upstairs has my VR. But I am getting to the point where I'm like, what, shall I just ask for a Quest for Christmas and have two VR headsets? Oh, and the Quest can, like, Quest we can all use. We could all use the Rift, to be honest. But if I can just plug it in without having to set up all the fucking cameras. Because at the minute, I've got a real original Rift, so it comes with two sensors, which I have to put in a certain place on my floor before I set up.
Right.
But if all I've got to do is literally, if I can play all these stupid games that aren't as good, supposedly, on the Quest, and then every now and again, plug it into my PC, and all I've got to do is literally plug a cable in, then that's a lot less faff. Yeah. And I can sit at my PC and play Elite and then unplug it and go off somewhere else where there's more space and do all of the wavy arms around shit.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Like I said, if it works with Steam, then that, I think, is makes the Quest just a no-brain buy if you're into VR at all.
All right.
Oh, God. There's a load of other stuff that's come out in the last two days. They did 2 days of thing. They said Beat Saber apparently has sold 1 million copies across all platforms.
Okay.
So there's a lot of stuff about VR's, you know, not been very successful. I think this, the Quest and what they're doing there, it's got the best opportunity to do anything. If that doesn't work, then it's going to be another 10 years before anything comes out.
Yeah, it sounds promising. I mean, I'm very interested. I'm glad we've talked about it actually, because it's peaked. My interest has gone up again.
Blimey.
Yeah,
something's worked.
Yeah.
I didn't put on here actually in that thing. You want to check out Facebook Horizon? Ooh, yeah, do you ever? It's like you see the PlayStation Home in VR.
Okay.
But via Facebook. So this is what they're kind of, this is why they spent, what was it, 2 billion? Something stupid on Oculus in the first place.
Right, yeah.
Because this is their end game, is your Ready Player One. Everyone meets up in VR, wherever you are in the world, with your avatar. It doesn't look like Ready Player One yet, but because you are just torsos with heads and arms, no legs.
Right.
But yeah, there's going to be. It is literally like PlayStation Home, as far as I remember. There's going to be little games that you can go and meet up and play, like whatever they had. They were showing some like fly around game. So your avatar sitting in a plane, but I think you're using your hand to move it around in VR.
So, sit and wait now for the inevitable YouTube videos of people just trolling other people's clubs and things like that or games? Oh,
God, it's going to be awful, isn't it?
It's going to be dreadful.
there's some yeah, stuff fantastic. On Facebook already, apparently, like, not VR, but there's some social groupy type things. I don't really know. Well, we have groups, but they've got spaces or something that you can have. I don't know. I don't really do Facebook. But yeah, so this is why they spent all the money on it. As much as they've sold $100 million worth of games on Oculus Store, and 20 million of that apparently has been on Quest since that came out. That's only been out in what? It's not even. Is it 6 months? I don't know. Came out this year.
Okay.
So Rift has been around a while, and Quest is already 20% of their sales over the history of Oculus since it went to Facebook, I think. So it definitely seems to be doing all right.
Yeah.
And it's definitely getting a lot more content now than it ever has. So,
all right.
A lot of VR shit. If you're interested, go and have a look. Check out Oculus Connect. There's loads of stuff on. You won't find it on the normal gaming websites, but obviously it doesn't generate the clicks for them.
No, probably not.
But yeah, it's out there, and they'll do some cool stuff coming, I'd say. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
So, and finally,
this will generate clicks, this story.
Is it you that posted? Who posted about the lion? Someone posted in the...
I did.
Was it you?
I posted the picture, yeah.
There's a lion skin in PUBG. Is it to do with Wizard of Oz or something? Is there a
skin? So like every so often they have the updates on PUBG and then they release some new skins or whatever that people can buy. And Scott, who we play with, he bought the full outfit for the Scarecrow. And then Sean and I both bought the lion heads. So PUBG's turning into Fortnite in that way. I mean, that like, although saying that, I was surprised there weren't more lion heads around in the game that we played today, but there you go. Maybe
this is why, because they've taken the skin out.
Apparently. Well, they haven't taken the head out.
No, so it's just the heads allowed now.
The heads allowed.
You had a full-on bodysuit, was it?
Yeah, that's right. So I went to go look at the bodysuit, and I was like, maybe I should buy the full-on lion bodysuit while I can, because I quite like it in a silly way.
It's like a lion onesie.
Yeah, but it's not there anymore.
No.
And the because reason
there was
is...
an unfortunate graphical effect. When you're in the parachute, when you're dropping from the plane, there's a tail on the lion suit, obviously. And it seems to fall into an unfortunate position, shall we say. And it makes it look like you've got like about a 12-inch penis.
It's quite fantastic, really, when you see the picture.
So, yeah, they've had to take it away.
Yeah.
For the time being, until they can get the tail flapping around behind you, I'm assuming, or something.
Yeah, let's see. I like the way they've written this.
I've seen this in Naked Skydiving before. I'm pretty sure that's what your cock does anyway. flaps around behind
well,
you.
Well, they said here, they've written it out quite well here. They said the Leo jumpsuit lets you dress up as a lion, but it's not all wholesome family fun. See, Leo has a tail, and that tail doesn't naturally flop around like you'd expect. It's a bit stiff. This is especially noticeable when you're dropping into a game, at which point the tail appears between your legs. Yes, that's a lion with his cock out. Say no more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very funny.
So anyone who has bought it before they've removed it will apparently get a refund in there. What's it called? What's the B stand for in their BP?
Sorry, what's that?
It's like the PUBG sort of... in-game currency type thing.
Yeah,
isn't
battle
it?
Points. Yeah,
battle points.
Yeah. Well, some of the stuff you can buy with straight up cash.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff is battle points. When you earn battle points every time you play. Or not. Yeah. For some reason, the Leo skin was battle points. That's why I don't understand why there's not so many of them around, but I have a feeling a lot of people blew their battle points and other stuff. So,
because there's been what was all those helmets?
Well, there's lots of stuff that they've been releasing.
talking about penises.
Well, they have released recently tons of weapon skins, which were like about 60,000 battle points each. So, Jesus. If people bought those, and like I had pretty much saved my battle points, always saved them, so I had hundreds of thousands. But yeah, even I've came through a ton of that recently. It doesn't help losing 20,000 on a lion head. But there you go.
We'll be getting them back. Oh well, not the head one.
Yeah, I didn't buy. I was too late to buy the. Anyway, they refunded everyone who purchased the jumpsuit. So it's all good. Whatever. It may come back.
Search the picture out. It's pretty funny.
It's hilarious. Maybe actually I'll put it on the. Is that
our episode picture? For this
I week? Could use it as the episode picture, but that would then break my streak of the Seal podcast different picture every week. So I better not do that. But there you go.
Could you Photoshop a seal face on instead of a lion?
I could do that. Yeah, maybe I could stick it in there somehow. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow if I'm feeling adventurous. Good. All right. Well, that's a show.
Well, there we go. I think we went all right.
Yep. We survived. Okay, good. I don't think if there's anything else, if there's nothing else, then let's just say our goodbyes.
Yeah.
You can catch us at Seal Podcast on Twitter, which is probably the best place to give us a shout on anything. If not, seal@podcast.com. I wouldn't use the email. I never check it. I'm terrible.
Seal podcast at gmail.com.
I don't even know what it is. All right. I think show next week is normal. Hopefully the guys will be back. I think next few weeks I'm good. I know third week in October I will be over at EGX in London. So so no show that week for me. But
are you doing meetups? We're going out for dinners and whatnot.
I'm going out on the Saturday night. So if anyone is coming out on the EG for the, I mean, really to follow all the details, you need to follow Overseas Connection. Bongo the Sane is organizing it all. So far, I think on the Saturday night, he's arranging a Mexican food night restaurant or something where it's just going to be a gong show as far as I can work out. I'm going to the show. Some guys are going to the shows Thursday all the way through to the Sunday.
Mm.
I'm going to turn up on the Saturday morning, go to the show. I'm really just want to go. I don't know. I'm not really too bothered about the show, but I've got a ticket for it. I just want to meet people, right? I just want to see people I've never met before and talk, you know, it's just going to be good. There's guys here who I've podcasted and had interaction with for coming on close to 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I've got a laundry list of people I'm looking forward to giving a big hug to. So it's going to be cool. Yeah. So if anyone's coming down on the Saturday night, there is something going on and just give us a shout if you want to get involved. Or if you're going to the show and want to say hello.
Chat in a queue for about an hour.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's actually going to be bearable. If I got a queue for an hour, I don't give a shit if I'm going to queue for an hour for a game and I got people that I to talk to and it gives me a chance to focus and talk to people. That's perfect, right? But I could see myself as well going to the show, being there for 2 hours and then going pub.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be good.
Oh, I'm only half an hour away, so if you just go to the pub.
Yeah, there you go. Well, as we get closer, you never know what can happen. So, good. All right. Well, let's get out of here. Until next week, so long.
All right. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Ta-da.